on. Put me in there, it's gonna be a fantastic day. You know, we got a cool thing going on today. Sometime during the game, we're gonna make an announcement. It's gonna be a group happy inning. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're gonna give you a great discount on some group beer, so keep an eye out for that. Maybe that's a great time to go pick up your group flight of beers for $20 to get a paddle. Four flavors of group beer, it'll be fantastic. All right, Landon. We got Landon out here. Landon and Brace are going to come out and take the rosin back. Top to the mound. Go ahead, Landon. Got out of this line. Nailed it. All right, run that thing out to the mound there. Big round of applause for Landon. There you go. You just got to drop that thing down. Oh, right. Run it back. Don't forget to hop over that line, Landon. You know, it's going to be a whole lot of fun today. It's going to be San Luis baseball. We got Brits here. We have the Spirit 2 and Zoom. It's going to be a fantastic day. If you want to find out more about all the things going on the ballpark today, scan that QR code on the video board. It's our virtual play ball brought to you by Supercubs. What else? All right. I think without further ado, we got to sit back and relax because it's almost time for Dodger baseball.
Thank you. It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers, Game 3 of a six-game series. The Rainiers have won the first two games down here, and they have won them with relative ease. No drama in the late innings. Rainiers winning 7-3 on Tuesday night and then taking the day game yesterday 6-1. And now the Rainiers are just seven games under 500. This is the closest that they have been to the 500 mark since late April. And you can now maybe think a little bit about trying to get to 500 before the end of the season. The Rainiers have won four of their last five games. They are 24-18 since the All-Star break. To get to 500 at the end of the year, the team has to win 13 of the last 19 games. So that's going to be tough. But it's a possibility with the way the team has been playing of late. On the mound for the Rainiers today, Nick Margavichus. He was a late decision to start this game. The scheduled starter, Tommy Malone, dealing with a little soreness, so he got scratched. Margavichus is making the start in his spot. He'll be opposed by Oklahoma City right-hander John Duplantier, who's 4-3 with a 4.93 ERA on the year. He's been hot lately, though, has allowed just one run in his last 14 innings. So John Duplantier on the hill for Oklahoma City, Nick Margavichus for the Tacoma Rainiers. We'll take a look back at yesterday's victory when the Rainiers pregame show continues right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The Tacoma Rainiers taking on Oklahoma City tonight here at Bricktown Ballpark, just south of downtown Oklahoma City. These two teams play through the weekend, tomorrow and Saturday's games at 5:05, and then the Sunday game at 12:05 Pacific time. Well, the Rainiers won yesterday 6-1. They beat the guy with the best earned run average in all of minor league baseball, right-hander Gavin Stone, who ended up allowing four runs all in the third inning. Now, only two of them were earned. There was a big error with two outs. But the Rainiers had that four-run rally in the third, and they handed Stone his first AAA loss in just his third AAA start. And Tacoma's Connor Wade outpitched him, going six scoreless innings, allowing just five hits and one walk. He struck out six, and Wade got the win. The bullpen sealed the deal. Rainiers even added a few insurance runs in the ninth inning on a two-run single by Forrest Wall. So the Rainiers won yesterday 6-1. They've won the first two games of this series. We'll check the starting lineups in today's game when the pregame show continues.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's game. First for the visiting right here, 62-69 on the year. Forrest Wall leads off in left field. Mason McCoy second in shortstop. Kyle Lewis is the DH. Kelnick bats cleanup in right field. Brian O'Keefe hits fifth and catches. Hitting sixth is third baseman Eric Mejia. Jonathan Villar bats seventh and plays second base. Hitting eighth, the first baseman Drew Ellison batting ninth. Derek Hill in center field. Mark Gavich is on the mound. For Oklahoma City, they are 73-58. The Dodgers are going to lead off with Drew Avins in center field. Michael Busch plays second base. Andy Burns at third is DHing. In the cleanup spot, Edwin Rios at third base. Batting fifth, right fielder James Outman. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Jason Martin. Ryan Noda bats seventh at first base. Hitting eighth, shortstop Jake Amaya. And batting ninth, the catcher Hunter Fiducia. On the mound, John Duplantier. He's already out there throwing his warm-ups. We'll be back with the start of today's game right after this.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. We are underway here in Oklahoma City. Forrest Wall leading things off has taken two pitches now with a count of one ball and one strike. Wall hitting in the top spot of the order, batting 251, 687 OPS this year. Left-hand hitter, he swings and fouls off Duplantier's next pitch. Count goes to 1-2. John Duplantier on the hill. And Duplantier has done most of his pitching this year out of the bullpen for Oklahoma City, but they moved him into the rotation in late July. His next pitch is a called strike three, and down goes Forrest Wall, and one man is out at the top of the first inning. Mason McCoy will be next. So we're underway here in Oklahoma City. Game time temperature 85 degrees. Really pleasant in the shade right now. A little breeze blowing from right towards left at the moment. Still plenty of daylight here at this ballpark. And another sparse crowd here in Oklahoma City. First pitch to Mason McCoy, leading things off, hitting 250 with 16 homers. And he takes up and in for a ball, batting second in the Rainiers lineup. Next pitch from Duplantier is inside for a ball, 2-0. Mentioned in the pregame show, Duplantier has been hot recently. In his last three starts, he has pitched a total of 14 innings and allowed only one run. Last time out, he pitched five scoreless innings of one-hit ball at Round Rock, although he did walk five in that game. And his 2-0 pitch is up and in ball three. So McCoy is well out ahead of the count, 3-0. Next pitch from the right-hander is low ball four, and McCoy draws a four-pitch walk. So he heads down to first base, and there's the first base runner of this game. Mason McCoy draws a one-out walk in the top of the first inning. Now Kyle Lewis will be the batter. Lewis making the start at designated hitter today. Lewis, 1-for-4 yesterday, drew a walk. Rainiers yesterday scored 6 runs in the day game, and they did it with 10 hits. Pitch to Lewis is inside for a ball. Tacoma did not homer yesterday. The Rainiers hit 8 singles and 2 doubles, and they amassed 3 walks in the game, and they just did a good job of stringing the hits together when they got them, especially in the third inning when they scored 4 runs. 1-0 pitch, hit in the air to shallow left field. Coming in on it is Martin. He gets there and makes the catch, and that is out number 2. Kyle Lewis flies out to the left fielder, Jason Martin. Lewis got jammed a little bit on that swing. It sounded like he might have even cracked his bat. So 2 outs, and here comes Jared Keldick. Keldick hitting 282 with 15 homers, 884 OPS. He had 2 hits yesterday. Leading for first is McCoy. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball. McCoy stole his 20th base of the season yesterday. And he's a threat to try to go, of course. 1-0 pitch to Keldick. Duplantier is ready, and his pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate of the count's even 1-1. Duplantier, 28-year-old right-hander, pitched collegiately at Rice University. Was a third-round pick in 2016 out of Rice. Back then by the Arizona Diamondbacks. He turns and throws to first, and back in safely is McCoy. Duplantier first faced the Rainiers as a member of the Diamondbacks AAA club, Reno, a couple years ago. He's been with Oklahoma City all year this year. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Keldick on a curveball from Duplantier. So 1-2 to the right ears cleanup man and right fielder tonight, Jared Keldick. McCoy being held on at first base. And here's the pitch, and it is swung on and fouled away. So still 1-2. Now the 1-2 coming. And it swung on and hit up the middle and between second and third and into left center, a base hit. And going all the way to third base is McCoy. And Jared Keldick has a base hit, and the Rainiers have runners at the corners with 2 outs in the top of the first inning. They had the shift on for Keldick. They left the shortstop as the only man on the left side of the diamond. And they moved the third baseman, Rios, over to the other side of second base. And Keldick hit that grounder right between the two of them and on into left center. So runners at first and third with two outs to O'Keefe. Hitting .259 with 13 homers and 800 on the dot OPS. And Duplantier's pitch is a fastball inside. Ball one. Duplantier listed at 6'4", 230. He's a big figure out there on the hill. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it's a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. Kelnick taking his lead at first base. He hasn't been running that much this year. 5 out of 8 in base stealing attempts. There's a curveball in for a called strike to O'Keefe. And he's behind in the count now, 1-2. O'Keefe has been warming up at the plate again of late. Brings a 6-game hitting streak into tonight's contest. Duplantier's 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball called strike 3. And down goes O'Keefe, and that does it for Tacoma in the top of the first inning. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the first inning. Tacoma nothing. Oklahoma City coming to the plate.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit Murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, the Red Deers did not score at the top of the first inning, although they did get a couple of base runners. And now they take the field for the first time today. And on the mound, in the middle of the diamond, is Nick Margavages. And Margavages making his 7th start for Tacoma and 31st appearance. He's 0-4 with a 7.54 ERA in 45 and a third innings. Margavages named his spot start today because Tommy Malone, the veteran lefty who was expected to start today, has some what manager Tim Fedorovich called the general soreness, not a big deal. We're just not starting him today. So here's a pitch in for a strike to Drew Avens. Actually ran into Tommy and he said he'll be fine. He just needs some time. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike two. So Margavages out ahead of the count, 0-2. Now, the Red Ears were prepared for a bullpen game anyway because Malone was only scheduled to pitch 2 innings today, Fed said. So they'll just be in the bullpen a little earlier. So here's one down low for a ball. And Margavages knew that he was going to have to pitch today, just not start. He didn't know he was starting until closer to game time. But he was fully expecting to pitch in today's game. So he's ready now with a 1-2 to Avens, and it is up high for a ball, 2-2. Avens, the Oklahoma City leadoff man, hitting .280 with a .379 on-base percentage, which ranks 7th best in the Pacific Coast League. He draws a lot of walks, patient hitter. 2-2 from Margavages is a little bit high, ball 3. Full count, 3-2. Payoff pitch coming. Inside ball four, and it's a leadoff walk for Drew Avens. As we have discussed in the series, that's going to happen. Oklahoma City walks more than any team in the Pacific Coast League by a large margin. They have some hitters with good eyes and patient approaches who are willing to take that free pass. Yesterday, the Rainiers walked four Oklahoma City batters. In the series opener on Tuesday, the Rainiers walked six. And the Rainiers won both of those games. Ooh, pitch inside to Bush, and it hit him as he was backing away from it. And he is going to head down to first base. He appears to be okay. First pitch plunked him on the right shoulder. As I now see a replay, right on the right shoulder as he was turning away from it. So Bush is on at first base. Avens is on at second. There's nobody out, and the Rainiers are in a bit of a jam here at the bottom of the first inning. The batter now is Andy Burns. Hitting .207 with seven homers, .655 OPS, veteran infielder who's DHing today. And the pitch is pulled foul down the third baseline. Burns did not play in either of the first two games of this series. Actually, that's not right. He played on Tuesday. Played on Tuesday, was 1-for-4 in that game. Was out of the lineup yesterday. Right here's open for a double play ball. They shift Burns with three infielders on the left side, and the pitch is high for a ball. The Red Ears infield defense today is Drew Ellis at first base, Jonathan Villar at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Eric Mejia at third. Outfield is Wall and left, Hill in center, and Kelnick in right. Now the pitch is a check swing on a high fastball. He went, says the first base umpire. So one ball, two strikes. Mark Gavichis ahead of the count. And the pitch from the lefty is swung out and fouled out of play. Still one ball, two strikes. Now Mark Gavich is ready once again. Here's the 1-2, and it is a fastball called. Strike three at the D's, and down goes Andy Burns, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Mark Gavich has needed that one. So one man is gone, and now Edwin Rios steps up to the plate. Left-hand hitter with a lot of pop. Rios in 31 games for Oklahoma City, hitting .246 with five homers, 21 runs batted in. And he has spent a good chunk of this season in the major leagues with the Dodgers of Los Angeles. Pitch is swung on and ripped foul down the right field line. Home run distance and foul. Rios out in front of that first pitch. Oh, and won the count. Now the 0-1 pitch inside, and that hit Rios. And that is the second batter hit by a pitch here in the first inning. Avens goes to third, Bush takes second, and Rios was kind of grazed by that pitch running in on his hands. And the bases are loaded with one out for James Outman. So Mark Gavichis having a little trouble here in the first with his control. And the pitch to Outman is swung on and hit in the air to shallow left. Forrest Wall is there. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Avens, and he does not try to score. Holds at third base, and that's the second out of the inning, and a big one there. They get Outman to fly out to left field. Too shallow to score the run. And now Jason Martin will be the batter. Martin, the league leader in homers with 30 and runs batted in with 102. One of his 30 homers this year has been a grand slam. He's up now with the bases loaded and two outs. Margavich's pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch coming from Margavich. And it's inside and it almost hit Martin. And he bailed out of the batter's box or it would have hit him. And that was the fastball there too from Margavich that just ran in on him. The 1-1, swing and a miss, strike two. Big rip by Martin, and he came up empty, swinging at a 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Margavich. Avens at third, Bush at second, and Rios at first. And the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three, and Margavich escapes the jam at the bottom of the first inning. How about that? No runs for Oklahoma City, no hits, no errors, three runners left on base. We go to the second inning of play. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the second inning of play. Each team leaving runners on base in the first. The Rainiers left two. Oklahoma City left them loaded. First pitch to Eric Mejia leading off the second inning is taken down and in for a ball, 1-0. Now to Plantier. Into his motion, and the 1-0 pitch is swung on and hit in the sky to shallow left. Long run in for Jason Martin, still coming in. Now he's under it, and he makes the catch. Two pitches, one out at the top of the second inning. Mejia flies out to left field. That will bring Jonathan Villar to the plate. Villar was off yesterday with the day game, but in the series opener on Tuesday, he smashed a rocket of a two-run homer to right field. And he is playing as a visiting player now in what was his first home ballpark at the AAA level. So he takes a pitch from Duplantier down and in. Villar is a real veteran, 7 years in the big leagues. But when he was coming up and he reached AAA, it was here that he played. He hits a little roller to third, fielded by Rios, and he throws out Villar at first base. For the second out in the top of the second inning, Jonathan Villar came through here as a Houston Astros prospect back when this team was called the Oklahoma City Redhawks and was affiliated with the Astros. They changed a lot in those years. They spent time with the Rangers, the Astros, and then the Dodgers. Here's a fastball in there for a strike to Drew Ellis, 0-1 the count. Ellis hitting .211 with 10 homers, .769 OPS. Next pitch is in there for a strike. Bricktown Ballpark, built in 19, well, opened in 1998. Now the 0-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. And down goes Ellis on three pitches, and the right ears quickly retired in the top of the second inning. We head to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We head to the bottom of the second inning. Nick Margavichus in the first loaded him up on a walk and two hit batters, but was able to escape. And he will face Ryan Noda leading off the second. And the pitch is a fastball, little high for a ball, 1-0. Noda batting .264 with 20 homers, .392 on base percentage, one of the top OBPs in the league. Fourth best, in fact. He lines one into right center. That's a base hit. Over to go collect the baseball is Hill. He'll hold Noda to a single. And that's the first hit of the game for Oklahoma City. Ryan Noda with a base hit. And the leadoff man reaches for the second straight inning for the Dodgers. Now Jake Amaya is the batter, right-hand hitting shortstop. Amaya hitting .238 at 70 games for Oklahoma City with five homers. Another patient guy with a .352 on base percentage. Margavichus' pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Margavichus, lefty from Ohio, with a toss to first, and back in safely is Noda. Noda has 17 steals and has been caught only twice. 0-1 pitch fouled, out of play. Count goes to 0-2. He's talking about how this ballpark here was built in 1998 in the revitalized Bricktown district of Oklahoma City. And a lot of brick areas around the ballpark. Well, it's built on brick on the, if you walk around the outside of it, it's brick all the way around. There's a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Amaya, and Margavichus has his third strikeout of the night. And now Hunter Fiducia will be the batter. The batter's eye beyond the center field fence, the backdrop, if you will, for the hitters. It's a brick wall, brick structure, actually. There are two hotels that loom over the left field fence here, both brick-built buildings. They chose on purpose, and I believe, I mean, it's got to be on purpose. The dirt coloring of the warning tracks here. Here's one in for a strike to Fiducia. They're kind of a brickish red instead of the traditional light brown that you see on infields. The infield here is the light brown you expect to see, but the warning tracks are kind of darker and almost reddish. Next pitch, swing and a miss there, strike two. Oklahoma City had baseball, had AAA baseball prior to the start or the opening of this ballpark. They played in a different stadium. As the runner goes, pitch is lined into center field, a base hit for Fiducia. Noda moving on the pitch is going to go all the way to third base. And Oklahoma City has runners at the corners with one out at the bottom of the second inning. Fiducia singles to center field. And now Drew Avens will be the batter. With the Red Ears in a special instructor role during this series is Mike Cameron, a longtime outfielder, of course. And he played at the old ballpark here in Oklahoma City. As here's a safety squeeze, bunt on the first base side. Ball picked up by Margavichus. He has only one play, and that's to first base. He throws it to Drew Ellis to retire the batter, Drew Avens, but Noda scores from third base on the squeeze bunt, and Fiducia takes second. It'll go in the books as a sacrifice bunt and an RBI for Drew Avens. Safety squeeze. The runner did not break home on the pitch, but waited for it to actually be bunted. So here's Michael Busch now, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. The safety squeeze. It's the first lead Oklahoma City has had in this series. Rainiers led each of the first two games all the way through. 1-0 pitch, bounced back to the mound. Margavichus has it, and he shovels the ball to Drew Ellis for the putout, and the inning is over. One run for Oklahoma City on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. And we go to the third inning. It's Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
At Boot Barn, we believe that the cowboy boot is an American icon. Today's boots are not only rooted in history, but are enhanced with modern technology features for the working cowboy. Ariat boots are built with advanced technology that provides the comfort and support of a high-performance athletic shoe, yet still has the functionality and durability of the iconic cowboy boot. And at Boot Barn, we carry over 250,000 pairs of Ariat boots nationwide. Ariat at Boot Barn.
One nothing, Oklahoma City with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the third inning of play here at Bricktown Ballpark. And the Red Ears' number nine hitter, Derek Hill, is set to lead things off in the third. John Duplantier on the hill. And the right-hander throws, and the pitch is grounded to short, fielded by Amaya. His throw to first is in time to get Derek Hill. One pitch, one out at the top of the third inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. So Mike Cameron's with the Red Ears during this series, helping out with the outfielders. And just being around with his presence. if you will, as here's one in for a strike. He's respected by all the players and obviously had a great major league career. And he visits all the Mariners minor league affiliates at some point during the course of the season. So here's a swing and a foul tip by Forrest Wall. And asked Cameron, I was just chatting with him, and he said he had never been to this new ballpark in Oklahoma City that opened in 1998. But he played here as a visitor in the old American Association. So here's one inside for a ball. And I asked him what the old park was like, and he just kind of shuddered, and his body gave this little shake like, ugh, it was a bad memory. And he said, this place is much better. Wall hits one in the air to left field, and there's Jason Martin. Barely had to move. He makes the catch, and that is out number two in the third inning. Mason McCoy walked in the first inning. And the pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1 the count. This pitch now is inside for a ball. 2-1. Delivery high inside, ball three. We were watching the other day from the press box before the game. Mike Cameron was barefoot on the grass in front of the dugout doing some sort of interpretive yoga, I guess. I don't know. Steers one in for a strike to McCoy. And the guy standing next to me who works for the Oklahoma City Dodgers says, which player is that? So that's actually Mike Cameron, the longtime major leaguer, retired for years. And the guy said, he looks like he can still play. And he does. We could put Cameron out there in center for, man, I probably should put him in a corner, just to put him in left or right. Think he could hold his own. 3-2 pitch, swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. Pitch coming. And it is hit in the air, foul, and out of play. Next pitch coming, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Nice off-speed pitch, a change from Duplantier. And he fans McCoy for his fourth strikeout of the night. Right here's made seven straight outs, including three up, three down in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the inning. It's Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Mike Curto back with you from Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Dodgers lead the Red Ears 1-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Red Ears dip into the bullpen for the first time today. They bring in Kyle Bird. And the lefty is on in relief of Nick Margavichis, who went two innings, allowed two hits and one run that was earned. Walked one, struck out three, and hit two batters with pitches. It's a bullpen game for the Red Ears today. We're going to see a lot of different Tacoma Red Ears relief pitchers pitch over the course of the nine innings tonight. So Bird, first man in from the pen, 5-1 with a 7.17 ERA. And he is ready to face Andy Burns to lead things off, and the pitch is inside for a ball. Burns struck out looking at the first inning. Now the pitch is taken for a strike. One ball, one strike. Now Kyle Bird with his next pitch, and it's off speed and outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 pitch is hit in the air towards center field, and Derek Hill is gauging it, and he's under it, and he squeezes the ball for the out, and one man is gone at the bottom of the third inning. Burns flies out to center field, and now Edwin Rios will be the batter. Bird typically goes just one inning when he pitches, but I wonder if they may try to get a little more than that from him tonight, because of the point that he's come into the game so early here in the third. First man in after Margavichis, and his pitch now to Edwin Rios is down low for a ball. Rios was hit by a pitch in the first inning. This is his second plate appearance. Next pitch from Bird is a breaking ball over for a strike, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two. Now the 1-2 on its way, and this is a called strike three, and down goes Rios looking, and two men are gone at the bottom of the third inning. So Bird has his first strikeout, and now James Outman will be the batter. Outman flied out at the first. He's 0-1. Dodgers scored the first and only run of this game last inning on a safety squeeze bunt laid down with runners at the quarters and one out. Pitch to Outman is taken down low for a ball. Outman 2-10 in this series so far against Tacoma, but he's had a huge season offensively. And he swings and hits a bouncer to first. That's backhanded by Ellis. He'll underhand the ball to Bird, covering first base in time for the out, and that does it for Oklahoma City at the bottom of the third. Three up, three down, quick and easy for Kyle Bird. We go to the fourth. It's Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma 0.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Well, it's 1-0. Dodgers lead the Red Deers. We go to the fourth inning. Just had the ceremonial playing of the Macarena. Here's Kyle Lewis leading off the fourth, and he takes a big hack at the first pitch. It comes up empty. There's strike one. John Duplantier on the hill for Oklahoma City's retired seven straight hitters. And the 0-1 to Lewis is swung on and bounced to short. That's fielded by the charging Amaya, and he throws to first in time for the out. Two pitches, one out of the fourth. Right here's with just one hit so far against Duplantier, who, as we mentioned earlier, has been on a roll. And now, including tonight, over the course of his last four starts, he's allowed just one run in 17 and now 17 and a third innings. Here's Jared Kelnick with one out in the top of the fourth. Duplantier's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. We'll take a look at our PCL roundup. Things have gotten very interesting in the Eastern Division pennant race, and the Red Deers have impacted it by beating first place Oklahoma City each of the last 2 days. They're in a three-team race. Kelnick hits one in the air to left field. This is going to be caught by Jason Martin for the second out of the inning. Kelnick with the Rainiers' only hit back in the first. So that's nine in a row now, set down by Duplantier, and here's Brian O'Keefe. So the Rainiers beat Oklahoma City in the day game yesterday. Round Rock could have moved into a tie for first place with them if they had beaten Sugarland, but they did not. They lost 7-2. So the pitch to O'Keefe is outside for a ball. Sugarland had two hits each from Jake Myers, Corey Lee, and Pedro Leon, and they were in command of that game all the way through at Round Rock yesterday. 1-0 pitch is outside, 2-0. So Round Rock is still one game behind the Dodgers. El Paso made a big move in the standings in the East by sweeping a makeup doubleheader last night at Isotopes Park in Albuquerque. As here's a swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. They were making up a game that was rained out in El Paso during monsoon season. And because it was El Paso's home game that got rained out, they actually batted last as the home team, even though they were playing in Albuquerque, because it was a makeup from their own part of the schedule. Grounded to short, fielded by Amaya nicely up the middle, and he throws off balance and gets O'Keefe at first base. Wrapping up the top of the fourth inning, nice play by the shortstop. Three up, three down, Red Deers go in order. We head to the bottom of the fourth. It is Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle. Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
1-0, Oklahoma City leading the Red Ears. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Bird on the mound for the Red Ears. He entered the game last inning, had a quick and easy third, so he is going to stay in the game here for the fourth. And Bird will face Jason Martin, Ryan Noda, and Jake Amaya in the last of the fourth inning. So Martin settles into the batter's box. He struck out swinging in the first with the bases loaded and two outs when Margavichus did a nice job escaping that jam. And the first pitch to Martin is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. But talking about yesterday's PCL action in the pennant race, El Paso swept a doubleheader at Albuquerque to pull within one game of Oklahoma City in the East. And they tied Round Rock in second place. They have identical records of 72 and 59. So it's a true three-team race. Little bouncer to third, fielded by the drawn-in Mejia, and he throws out Martin at first base, one away in the bottom of the fourth inning. Jason Martin grounds out to third, and now Ryan Noda is the batter. It is possible for there to be a three-team tie for first place after all the games are completed tonight. It wouldn't take much. It would just take three. It would take three exact results, but nothing crazy. As here's one down low, the Red Ears would have to win this game against Oklahoma City, and then El Paso wins their game at Albuquerque, and Round Rock wins their game against Sugarland. And if that happened, as here's a foul tip, the three teams in the East would all have the exact same record. Pretty crazy that could happen this late in the season. 19 games remain, including this one. 1-1 pitch is over and at the knees for a strike, 1-2. El Paso swept that doubleheader in Albuquerque yesterday. They had, in the game that they played where they batted as the home team, even though it was played in Albuquerque because it was a makeup of a rainout from El Paso earlier this year, El Paso walked them off in the bottom of the ninth inning on a two-run homer by Brandon Dixon. So the Isotopes got walked off in their own ballpark, which is not easy to do. You do not see that very often. Now the 2-2 pitch, check swing. He went. Home plate umpire on the call. That is strike three. Down goes Noda, and Bird has retired all 5 batters he has faced. Two away in the bottom of the fourth inning. And now Jake Amaya will be the batter. El Paso's getting hot at the right time in the East. They've won 5 in a row. Now here's one in there for a strike. In the West, first place Reno lost at Salt Lake yesterday 4-1. Adam Seminaris, well out, 1 run in 5 innings, got the win. Here's a strike to Amaya. And Mickey Moniak on a rehab assignment with Salt Lake hit a 3-run homer. 0-2 pitch to Amaya outside. So with Reno losing, Las Vegas could have picked up a game if they had beaten Sacramento, but they did not. Sacramento got them 7-6 on your mean Mercedes tie-breaking homer in the bottom of the seventh. Next pitch bounces up to the plate. Sacramento also had a grand slam hit by Jason Krizan. So in the West, Reno just with the comfortable lead, a 9-game lead over second place Las Vegas with 19 to go. The Rainiers may end up having an opportunity to eliminate Las Vegas next week, head-to-head. Here's one inside for a ball. This series here in Oklahoma City continues through Sunday, and then the road trip moves on. The Rainiers go to Vegas for 6 games starting on Tuesday. 3-2 pitch is low ball 4. Bird loses him after being ahead of the count 0-2. A 2-out walk to Jake Amaya. And now Hunter Fiducia is the batter. 1-0, Oklahoma City leads. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch from, well, move to first, and they've got him picked off. And that ends the inning. That was funny. Bird made the pickoff move. Amaya was standing about 10 feet from the bag, and he didn't even try to scramble back. He just gave up. He's like, well, I'm out. And he kind of moped towards first and was tagged out by Drew Ellis. So Amaya picked off by Kyle Bird, and that does it for Oklahoma City in the bottom of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, or errors, no one left. We go to the fifth. It's Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
On we go to the fifth inning. It's Oklahoma City 1, Tacoma nothing. Eric Mejia to lead off the fifth against John Duplantier, and the first pitch is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Duplantier has retired 10 consecutive Tacoma batters. Rainier's only base runners coming in the first. Swing and a miss by Mejia. He's behind in the count, 0-2. Next pitch is grounded down the third baseline. Fair ball. Mejia is going for two, is digging into the corner to get it is Jason Martin, and Mejia will stop at second base with a leadoff double in the fifth inning. Eric Mejia swatting a pitch the other way for two bases. And Mejia has his 24th double of the season. He's now hit safely in 21 of his last 24 games. Jonathan Villar now the batter. He grounded out earlier, 0-for-1. Mejia leads from second. The pitch is lined the other way down the left field line into the corner. Fair ball, extra bases. Mejia hits the bag at third, and he's on his way home, and he will score. And stopping at first is VR, and it's an RBI single to tie this game 1-1. And I don't know how VR did not end up at second base on that ball. But anyway, it ties the game. A drive the other way to even up the score. Jonathan Villar picks up his 14th RBI in 23 games for Tacoma. We're all even now. And the pitch to Drew Ellis is hit in the air to right, and this ball is pretty deep. Back on it is Outman at the track. He makes the catch, and that is the first out of the inning. Drew Ellis gave it a ride to right field. One away at the top of the fifth. And now Derek Hill will be the batter. So we're all even now, 1-1. Derek Hill grounded to shortstop earlier. And the pitch from Duplantier is taken down low for a ball. Mejia scored that run after doubling. He's the Red Ears team leader in runs scored, with 61 this year. A couple more than Mason McCoy and Forrest Wall. 1-0 pitch fouled back by Hill, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the next pitch from Duplantier, swinging and a foul back. Counts 1-2 to Hill. And the right-hander Duplantier with his next pitch. There goes the runner. The pitch goes right through the catcher, Fiducia, and goes to the backstop, and Villar takes second base without drawing a throw. And he is credited with a steal, his sixth for Tacoma, and he's in scoring position now. Now the 2-2 coming from Duplantier, and it is grounded to the left of second base, scooped up by the second baseman Bush, who is over there, and he throws out Hill at first base. VR moves up to third. So two down, go-ahead runner at third base for Forrest Wall. Wall has struck out and flied out, 0-2 today. See if he can come through with two outs. He swings at the first pitch and hits a dribbler to the second baseman, Bush, who easily handles it and throws out Wall at first base, wrapping up the top of the fifth inning. But the Red Ears get a run on two hits. There were no errors, one runner left. We go to the bottom of the fifth, all tied up. Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City 1.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more.
Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Moving on to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Oklahoma City. The Tacoma Red Ears and Oklahoma City Dodgers are tied up 1-1. Red Ears in a bullpen game today. Riley O'Brien comes in from the pen to pitch the bottom of the fifth inning. Kyle Bird did a really nice job. Two scoreless innings without allowing a hit. Walked one batter and promptly picked him off of first base. And he struck out two. He faced only six hitters because of that pickoff. So nice job for Bird. Red Ears tied it up under his watch. And now we'll see if Riley O'Brien can keep it 1-1. The right-hander's in for his 26th appearance. 1-2 with a 5.28 ERA. The first pitch to Fiducia misses for a ball. O'Brien's going to be facing left-hand hitters here. There are seven of them in the Oklahoma City starting lineup tonight. Fiducia being one of them. The next pitch is down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. O'Brien's in his second appearance of this series. He pitched a scoreless inning on Tuesday. 2-0 pitch, called a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. O'Brien with the fastball in the mid-90s on the radar gun. Lanky right-hander from Seattle. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it is looped out into right field. That's going to be a base hit for Fiducia, a leadoff single in the fifth, and he has his second hit of the game. Got two of the three Oklahoma City hits as a team. So Fiducia is aboard to start things off, and now Drew Avens is the batter. He has a walk and a squeeze bunt, a sacrifice bunt that brought in a run in the second inning, a safety squeeze. Another left-handed hitter, Avens. O'Brien with a pitch, and it is taken at the knees for a strike. 95-mile-per-hour fastball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from the right-hander, and this fastball is called a strike. Right on the inside edge and at the bottom corner of the strike zone, just perfectly placed. So O'Brien's ahead of the count, 0-2 on Avens. Next pitch, swung on and blooped over third and into left field. A base hit, and Fiducia will take second. Avens goes the other way. He got a fastball outside, and he reached out and poked it into left field. So the first two batters in the fifth inning have hit singles against O'Brien. And now Michael Bush will be the hitter. Bush has grounded out to the pitcher and been hit by a pitch in this game. He's 0-1. O'Brien's pitch is swung on and lined softly just beyond the reach of the first baseman Ellison down the right field line. That's trouble. Fiducia's around third. He's going to score. Going to third base is Avens. Bush checks in at second base with a double and an RBI, and Oklahoma City has regained the lead 2-1. This was not hit hard, just a soft little, I mean, calling it a liner makes it sound like it was hit hard. It was not. Just a soft little flare just beyond the reach of the first baseman, and it went down the right field line. So Bush makes it three straight hits for Oklahoma City to start the bottom of the fifth, and they have the lead now, and they have runners at second and third with no one out, and Andy Burns at the plate. Red Ears bring the infield in, and the pitch is swung on, bounced to the drawn-in third baseman, Mejia, who fields it and throws to first base for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the fifth inning. Big out right there for the Red Ears to get that out without any movement on the bases. Runners still at second and third with one out now. The Rainiers are going to keep the infield in with Edwin Rios coming to the plate. Rios, left-hand hitter. And O'Brien with the pitch, and it is a breaking ball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from the right-hander to Rios is another breaking ball. This one outside a little bit, and the count's even 1-1. O'Brien features a sharply breaking curveball that he usually throws around 80, 81 miles per hour. And he's thrown two of those in a row to Rios. One ball, one strike pitch. Swung on, bounced up the middle and through the drawn-in infield and into center. That's a base hit. Aben scores. Here comes Bush. He scores as well. A two-run single for Edwin Rios. And Oklahoma City has a 4-1 lead here at the bottom of the fifth inning. Edwin Rios bounces one up the middle. And now James Outman is the batter. Outman has flied out and grounded out. 0 for 2 today. And the pitch grounded sharply to second. VR feeds McCoy. There's one. On to Ellis. There's two. The inning-ending double play. But the damage was done. Oklahoma City scores three runs in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they do it with four hits. There were no Tacoma errors, and no one was left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 1.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
My name is Jay Allen, Alzheimer's advocate, country artist, and songwriter, and I'm back on air with Boot Barn.
Every little memory made of you and me, every little glimpse of who you used to be, I know you're still in there, deep down somewhere, I swear I still see you, between the blanks there.
Learn more about the movement at bootbarn.com/backonair.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G Ultra Wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port-in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
Moving on to the sixth inning, the Red Ears are going to have to play comeback tonight. They trail Oklahoma City 4-1. Mason McCoy, Kyle Lewis, and Jared Keldick to bat. John Duplantier still in there for Oklahoma City, and that is noteworthy because he has not pitched more than five innings since joining their starting rotation in late July. He had been a reliever before that, so this is going to be his longest start of the season so far. Here's his first pitch to Mason McCoy, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. McCoy has struck out and walked today, 0-1. Next pitch from Duplantier is hit in the air down the right field line. Ranging over is Outman near the foul line, running out of my line of sight into foul ground, and he did not catch it, according to the umpire. I have no idea what happened. I couldn't see in the right field corner. But it was a foul ball not caught. So the at-bat will continue for McCoy. From my spot here, I can see into the left field corner pretty well, but I can't see into the right field corner at all. It's just blocked by the seats and the way they're angled in so the fans sitting down there can look in towards home plate. 0-2 pitch to McCoy. Called strike three on the outside corner, and down he goes. One man is out at the top of the sixth inning. So that is strikeout number five. And now Kyle Lewis will be the bat. This is the third game of the Red Ears 12-game road trip. Just a reminder, the Red Ears will be home again on Tuesday, September 20th. As here's a pitch outside to Lewis. And that will be the final homestand of the year, September 20th to 25th, Tuesday through Sunday. Last chance to see Rainier's baseball this year at Cheney Stadium. Here's one outside and low to Lewis. Ball two, 2-0. Next year's schedule has already been released. You can find it on the Rainier's website, TacomaRainiers.com. 2-0 pitch to Lewis. Inside for a ball. Three balls, no strikes. And the pitch. High ball four. Lewis draws a four-pitch walk, and he will head down to first base. So now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick has one of the Red Ears' three hits off of Duplantier. He singled in the first. There's the pitch to Kelnick inside. He had to hop out of the way of that pitch that was down low and inside. It almost hit him on the foot, but he was able to have it miss him. Want to know the count? Next pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire Aaron Higgins on the appeal. So 2-0 the count to Kelnick. Good hitter's count here. Now the 2-0 pitch is on its way. Outside, ball three. Now the 3-0 is outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk to Kelnick right after Kyle Lewis walked on four pitches. And Duplantier, who was really cruising for five innings, all of a sudden has missed the strike zone with eight straight pitches. The catcher, Fiducia, has gone to the mound, and there's the Oklahoma City pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. Dodgers have a bullpen coach, too, Justin DeFreitas, who once pitched for the Red Ears towards the end of his playing career. And Freight now the Oklahoma City Dodgers bullpen coach. Well, two on, one out for Brian O'Keefe. Duplantier's pitch is a swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch. A breaking ball there, strike one. O'Keefe 0 for 2 today. Shortstop Amaya made a nice play on his grounder his last time up. O'Keefe steps back in. Tying run in the batter's box now for the Red Ears. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball high with a curve. Activity has started in the Oklahoma City bullpen. Also, the Red Ears have bullpen activity with the for Tacoma. Patrick Weigel is warming up. Not sure who that is just yet for Oklahoma City. 1-1 pitch. Fastball up and in for a ball. Two balls, one strike. That is Nick Robertson warming up for Oklahoma City. the right-hander. Two balls, one strike to O'Keefe. Duplantier is ready, and the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate, and the count's even 2-2. Game four of this series will be tomorrow at 5:05 Pacific. The Red Deer starter tomorrow is Rowenis Elias. And Oklahoma City is starting a right-hander named Michael Grove, who the Rainiers have not faced before. Here's a swing and a foul at the plate by O'Keefe. Two balls, two strikes to the Tacoma catcher. Here comes the 2-2 pitch from Duplantier, and it is swung on and hit high in the sky to left field. Jason Martin waiting underneath it, and he makes the catch, and that is out number two. O'Keefe just got under that one a little bit. Two down, runners holding. Lewis at second and Celtic at first. And now Mejia will be the batter. Mejia's one for two with a double and a run scored. Double to the opposite field his last time up. Switch hitter bats left. Duplantier's pitch is in the dirt, and that gets away from the catcher, and the runners will move up. Lewis takes third, and advancing to second is Celtic on what is ruled a wild pitch. So now two runners are in scoring position with two outs. And the count is one ball, no strikes to Mejia. Duplantier is ready. Here comes the pitch. And it is a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Corrected count now. It is two balls, one strike to Mejia. And the pitch from Duplantier is lined into right center. That's going to get down for a base hit. Lewis scores. Here comes Celtic around third. The throw comes in. It is offline. Celtic scores. A two-run single for Eric Mejia. And the Red Deers make it a one-run ball game. It is Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3. Mejia lined that pitch into right center field for a clean two-out, two-run single. Red Deers make it a one-run game once again. And now Jonathan Villar is the batter. And he is going to be facing a new pitcher as the manager, Travis Barbary, is on his way out to the hill. And he is making the call to the bullpen. He's going to get Nick Robertson into this game. So the Red Deers get some runs back here in the sixth, and they knock out Duplantier. We'll take a break for this pitching change with the score in the sixth inning. Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
We're in the top of the sixth inning here in Oklahoma City. The Red Ears trailing the Dodgers 4-3. Red Ears have Eric Mejia at first base with two outs. And Jonathan Villar coming to the plate. The new Oklahoma City pitcher is Nick Robertson, who made his AAA debut in the opening game of this series on Tuesday. Worked a scoreless ninth inning with his team trailing by four runs. That was the soft landing for him after being promoted from AA. Now they bring him in a more important situation for his second game. And his first pitch to Jonathan Villar is up and away for a ball. So the Red Ears have the tying runner at first base with two outs. Villar, one for two with an RBI single in this game. Toss to first in the dirt, and back in safely is Mejia. Now the 1-0 from Robertson, who's been with AA Tulsa all season until just a couple days ago. And the pitch is swung on and lined down the right field line. Foul. Pulled it a little bit foul. One ball, one strike. Now the 1-1 coming, and it is inside for a ball. Two balls, one strike to Villar. Now the 2-1, and it's a swing and a foul at the plate of the count's even 2-2. Robertson, tall right-hander, 6'6". He's from Roanoke, Virginia, and was a Dodgers draft pick in 2019, seventh rounder. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch is swung on and grounded foul, first base side. Dodgers, Oklahoma City has 17 players on their roster who were drafted by the Los Angeles Dodgers. Two pitch, swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes VR, and that wraps up the top of the sixth. But the Red Ears get a couple of runs get back into it. Two runs on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It is Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3. And there is a new pitcher into the ballgame for the Red Ears. Patrick Weigel comes in from the pen to make his team leading 47th appearance. He's 3-5 with a 4.38 ERA in 51 and a third innings pitch this year. He's in relief of Riley O'Brien, who allowed some runs. That's something that he has not been doing recently. They got hits against him. One inning pitched, four hits, three runs. No walks, no strikeouts for O'Brien tonight. So Weigel in from the pen. And he'll face Jason Martin to start things off. Martin's 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And Weigel's pitch is a fastball outside, ball one. Time for our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double A Arkansas lost in the 10th inning yesterday, 6-5, but they have some guys who have been with their team all year who are really starting to heat up at the plate late in the season. So here's a foul out of play by Martin. One of them we talked about last night, Cade Marlowe. He had two more hits yesterday for Arkansas. Another guy who had a big game yesterday who's been heating up recently is Jake Shiner. He was 3-5, hit two homers, giving him 20. And he drove in four runs. He has 97 runs batted in for AA Arkansas. Here's a fly to left. Wall over into foul territory, and he can't get it. Simply a foul ball off the bat of Jason Martin. Starting pitcher for AA Arkansas yesterday, Emerson Hancock, ended up allowing three runs in five innings, got no decision. Mariners 2020 first-round draft pick has posted a 3.63 ERA for AA Arkansas. One ball, two strikes to Jason Martin. Weigel's pitch is called a strike three, but it bounces away from O'Brien. He has O'Keefe, and he had to go recover the baseball and throw to first for the putout. The pitch was a strike taken by Martin. He didn't swing. It hit the mitt of O'Keefe and popped out of there. O'Keefe, I think, got crossed up now that I see the replay. And so he had to go retrieve the ball because even though he didn't swing at it, Martin is allowed to run to first base on a called strike three that's not caught. So O'Keefe had to go retrieve the ball and throw to first for the putout. So Martin strikes out looking, and the putout goes 2-3. And now Ryan Noda will be the batter. And Weigel's pitch is over for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Noda's 1 for 2 with a single and a run scored. Some other notes from the Class A ranks. It's now the 0-1 called a strike, 0-2. Advanced Class A Everett lost at home to Hillsboro, the Diamondbacks affiliate, 8-4 yesterday. They did have home runs from outfielders Alberto Rodriguez and Victor Labrada, and for each of them, it was his 10th homer of the season. So here's the pitch inside to Noda, 1-2. And then Loe Modesto had a fun one at home against the Oakland A's affiliate, Stockton. Beat him 16-8 yesterday. The Mariners affiliate had 18 hits. Next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball, and Patrick Weigel starts out his night with back-to-back strikeouts of Martin and Noda. And now Jake Amaya will be the batter. some of the hitting stars for Low A Modesto last night. Gabriel Gonzalez, 3-for-6, a double, 4 runs batted in. Here's one in for a strike. This year's first-round draft pick, Cole Young, a shortstop. He was 3-for-5, scored 3 runs for Modesto yesterday. And this year's second-round pick, Tyler Locklear, had 3 hits with a homer and 3 runs batted in. Now a swing and a foul tip by Amaya, 0-2. And we got to mention our guy, Axel Sanchez, my favorite Mariners minor leaguer, just because his name is Axel. He homered and drove in 4 for Modesto yesterday, 19-year-old shortstop. Weigel tried to strike out the side. 0-2 pitch to Amaya. Inside. 1-ball, 2 strikes. Oklahoma City leads 4-3. We're in the bottom of the 6th inning. Weigel struck out Martin looking. He got notice swinging. He's ahead of Amaya. 1-2. Right-hander with his pitch, and it is a called strike. 3 at the knees, and Weigel does it. 3 up, 3 down. All strikeouts here in the bottom of the 6th inning. We head to the 7th inning of play in Oklahoma City. It's Dodgers 4, Rainiers 3.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
So we go to the 7th inning, and Tacoma trailing Oklahoma City 4-3. Drew Ellis, Derek Hill, and Forrest Wall to bat this inning against Nick Robertson, who came in and got the final out in the 6th inning. So he's ready to work on Ellis, who's 0-for-2 with a deep fly out to right field his last time up, and the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Rainiers with 4 hits today. Now the 1-0 is going to miss for a ball, 2-0. But they've taken advantage of the walks. They've drawn 3 walks. 2 of them came around and scored, as they have just 4 hits, but they've been timely. 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2 balls, 1 strike, the count to Ellis. And the pitch is high, 3. Well, last night, there was a full slate of major league games that got to keep an eye on since the Rainiers played a day game. So here's a swing and a miss. Count goes full. And Seattle native Corbin Carroll for Arizona hit his first big league home run last night. Went deep against Yu Darvish. Good guy to get for your first big league homer. So here's a foul out of play by Ellis. And the Gig Harbor product, Michael Tolia, up with the Rockies now. He's been swinging it. He had a double and a homer yesterday. Drove in, I think, 4 for the Rockies. It's now the 3-2 to Ellis. Misses ball four. Drew Ellis draws the free pass, and he'll head down to first base. And the Red Ears have the tying runner on to get things started in the seventh inning. Now Derek Hill will be the batter. Mariners are off today. They ended up losing to the White Sox in the day game yesterday and dropped two out of three. Now they have a real tough customer coming in as there's a strike to Hill. Well, first off, the Mariners have a day off at home today. That's a rarity. So hopefully everyone's getting recharged and rested. And then they have Atlanta coming in for three games on Friday. And, you know, the Braves are really good this year. 0-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. That's fielded by Rios. Goes to second for one. That's all they'll get the force out there. Derek Hill reaches on the fielder's choice. He might try to steal now. He's really quick. Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall's 0 for 3 with a strikeout, a flyout, and a groundout. Runner goes, pitches outside, and no throw made by Fiducia. Derek Hill steals second base, just had a huge jump. So Hill now 4 for 4 stealing bases in a Rainiers uniform, and he's in scoring position representing the tying run with one out at the top of the seventh inning. 1-0 the count to Wall. And he swings and hits one in the air to right field. Coming in on it is Outman, and he'll get there, and he makes the catch for out number two. Wall flies out to right, and then Hill tags it second and advances to third, catching everybody by surprise. He looked really casual about it, like he wasn't going to go. Didn't, like, get there and tag up like a sprinter ready to bolt as soon as the outfielder caught it. Instead, he got it by surprise a little bit by kind of lingering right around the base and then being ready to touch it with his foot to tag up and then take off right when the right fielder Outman had kind of relaxed because he didn't think he was going to go. So Hill's at third with two outs. And the pitch to Mason McCoy is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. That base could be important, especially if a pitch gets away from the catcher. Nick Robertson with the 1-0 to McCoy. Up and in. That's ball two. Two balls, no strikes. So two balls, no strikes to McCoy. And the pitch is down in the dirt and dug out by the catcher. Three balls, no strikes. Rainiers have Kyle Lewis on deck. And the 3-0 pitch is over for a strike, 3-1. Now the 3-1 delivery. In the dirt, ball four. McCoy walks on five pitches, and Kyle Lewis is going to bat with runners at first and third and two outs. Lewis is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored today. A chance for Kyle to do some damage here. Oklahoma City starting to warm up a left-hander in its bullpen. Robertson's ready. Runners have their leads. And the pitch to Lewis is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. First pitch fastball from Robertson. Now Now here comes the 1-0 from the right-hander. Swung on, grounded towards third. Fielding it is Rios. He throws to first in time for the out, and the inning is over. The Red Ears threaten in the top of the seventh, but they do not score. No runs, hits, or errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the seventh inning stretch in Oklahoma City. It's Dodgers 4, Rainiers 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
One run ball game. Oklahoma City leading the Red Ears 4-3. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Patrick Weigel came in last inning and struck out the side, and he stays in the game for another inning. He'll face Hunter Fiducia, Drew Avens, and Michael Bush, three straight left-handed batters. Fiducia 2-for-2 in this game, couple of singles, and he scored a run. He's been involved in both of the Oklahoma City Dodgers innings in which they've scored, both their rallies. And he takes the first pitch inside, ball one. Fiducia, left-hand hitter, getting his first taste of AAA this year. Hit his first big league home run at Cheney Stadium back in July. His first AAA home run. Here's one in for a strike, 1-1. Actually hit his first two AAA homers in the same game at Cheney Stadium. That was July 12th. He swings and hits a little dribbler up the third baseline. That's trouble. Weigel picks it up, but he has no play. Infield single for Fiducia, who is now 3-for-3 today. He took a full swing at that pitch and hit what looked like a bunt up the third baseline. Just a little roller tight to the foul line, and Rainiers didn't have anyone there for that. So the leadoff man's aboard, and now Drew Avens is the batter. He has singled, walked, and laid down a sacrifice bunt. Has an RBI and a run scored. Left-hand batter. And Weigel's pitch is a fastball called a strike. 0-1 the count. Now Weigel's ready. Here's the 0-1 pitch on its way. And it's a breaking ball outside. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. Call it a strike. Weigel out ahead, 1-2. Here comes the next offering from Patrick Weigel, and it swung on and hit in the air towards right center field, not deep. And Derek Hill ranges over several steps, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Avens flies out, and now Michael Bush will be the hitter. Bush is 1-for-2 with a double, RBI, run scored. pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to Bush. Next pitch is inside, and stepping out of the way of it is Bush. 1-1 to the Dodgers 2019 first round pick out of the University of North Carolina. Same school that produced the Rainiers manager, Tim Fedorovich, and former Rainiers, Dustin Ackley and Kyle Seager. Two-one pitch coming from Weigel. Inside, ball three. Fedorovich played here for Oklahoma City last year, final year of his playing career. Three-one pitch, swing and a miss by Bush. Fedorovich played for Oklahoma City manager Travis Barbary last year. This year he's managing against him. Three-two pitch, swing and a foul back, still 3-2. And returning to Oklahoma City this year, Fedorovich seemed most excited about a place he likes to get breakfast. That was like the highlight for him. He's like, well, I got this place I liked it. I haven't been there. I got to go check it out. 3-2 again from Weigel, and it is swung on and fouled back. He threw the breaking ball that time. Still a full count, 3-2. And again, the payoff pitch from Weigel is a breaking ball called strike three on the outside corner. And down goes Michael Bush, and Weigel has his fourth strikeout. Two down in the seventh. And now Andy Burns is the hitter. Burns is 0-3 today. Pitch, breaking ball over for a strike, first pitch slider. Now Weigel ready with the 0-1, and it swung on and hit in the air towards shallow left center, and the left, wow, it dropped in for a base hit for Andy Burns. Forrest Wall tried to make a running catch, called off Hill, and couldn't grab it. It dropped. It's hard to find an open space on a fly ball into left center when Forrest Wall and Derek Hill are out there, but somehow Burns got that one to drop in. And now Edwin Rios is the batter with two on and two out. He's 1-for-2 at that two-run single through the drawn-in infield in the fifth inning. Rainier shift him with three infielders on the right side, and the pitch is breaking ball inside. Ball one. This becomes a big batter in the game right here in terms of the Rainiers keeping this a one-run game. 1-0 pitch to Rios. Swung on, bounced towards first. Ellis gloves it, underhands to Weigel, covering the bag for the putout, and the inning is over. Nicely done. Weigel gets Rios to bounce out. No runs for Oklahoma City on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the eighth inning. It is Oklahoma City 4, Tacoma 3. New pitcher for Oklahoma City, major leaguer on rehab, the left-hander Victor Gonzalez. And he will face Jared Keldick, Brian O'Keefe, and Eric Mejia. It's on in relief of Nick Robertson, who went an inning and a third for Oklahoma City. And Robertson did not allow a hit. He walked two, struck out one. So Keldick heads to the plate now to get things started against Victor Gonzalez. Gonzalez pitched a scoreless inning yesterday, so he's working back-to-back games. He's one of three major league relievers that Oklahoma City has on rehab assignments right now, and we've seen all of them in this series. Tommy Canely pitched in each of the first two games of the series. And Danny Duffy worked in the first game on Tuesday. Duffy normally a starter in the big leagues, but since it's so late in the season, they're easing him back as a reliever. Here's the pitch to Keldick, and it is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes to Keldick. And the pitch is outside. Two balls, no strikes. Right, here's down by one run at the top of the eighth inning. 2-0 pitch. In for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. Well, the big news in Major League Baseball today is it has been reported that Major League Baseball is going to take actions to implement some of the rule changes that we have seen in the Pacific Coast League this year in the majors. As Kelnick hits a little roller to second base, fielded by Bush, and he throws out Kelnick at first, one away. And now Brian O'Keefe will be the batter. They're going to bring in the pitch clock. Apparently, this is not official yet, but it sounds like for next year they're going to bring in the pitch clock, which will speed up the proceedings. They're going to have a little extra time on it because some of the Major League players are pretty set in their ways, having been there for so long they haven't used it in the minors, and they'll have to adjust. But they are going to have the biggest part of the pitch clock, the part that most effectively speeds up the game, is listed. As here's a grounder to the left side, backhand pickup by Bush, and a throw to first is in time for the out. O'Keefe is retired, two away, and now Eric Mejia the bat. I think the part of the pitch clock that has sped up the game the most in the minors is the aspect of it that the hitter must be in the batter's box ready to hit with 9 seconds showing on the clock. Because having watched it before and then after, I believe that most of the elapsed time, the wasted time, if you will, between pitches didn't involve the pitcher at all, but involved the batter leaving the batter's box. As here's a pitch outside for a ball to Mejia. And that's just from what I visually have noticed this year. I don't have any stats to back that up. But it just seems like the wasted time in the past, the dead time between pitches, was more on the hitters than on the pitchers. So now the 1-0 is hit in the air down the left field line, and that's foul and in the seats, out of play. 1-1 the count to Mejia. So anyway, they're going to bring in those rules apparently in the big leagues. I'm not surprised by that because the game's just taken too long in the majors. It has become a real marathon, and obviously it was a real marathon in the minors too until they changed the rules this year. And it's just a much more entertaining game when there's some pace to it. And there's more action just because it's quicker paced. Mejia pulls one in the air down the left field line. Long run for Martin towards the foul line. He can't get there. It drops in for a hit. Mejia is digging for second, and he is in there with a stand-up double. His third hit of the game. Eric Mejia doubles down the left field line. And the Red Ears have the tying runner in scoring position at second base with Jonathan Villar coming to the plate. So Villar will bat. He had an RBI single in the fifth after Mejia doubled, and we'll see if he can do that again here in the eighth with the tying runner in scoring position. Now Gonzalez is ready. Leading from second base is Mejia, and the pitch is a swing and a foul tip there, strike one. I was surprised to read that MLB may be bringing in the step-off rule, the disengage from the rubber rule that limits pickoff throws, that has caused stolen bases to increase a lot in the minors this year. I didn't think they would put that in the big leagues, but apparently they're considering that for next year. Here's a swing and a grounder by VR. Fair ball down the right field line. Coming around third is Mejia. He's going to score the tying run. VR singles to right, and the Red Ears have evened it up here in the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4. VR with an end of the bat bouncer between the first baseman and the foul line. Outman, the right fielder, got on it quickly. Held VR to a single, but couldn't stop Mejia from scoring from second base. Mejia was on the move on contact with 2 outs. So the Red Ears tie it up, and VR, the go-ahead runners at first with Drew Ellis at the plate. And the pitch to Ellis is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Ellis is 0 for 2 with a walk so far. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way. And it is high and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Here comes the next pitch. Inside for a ball. 2-1. MLB also talking about putting in the larger bases that we've had in the minor leagues this year, which have had no noticeable impact on the game, although they definitely help with safety on close plays, especially for the first baseman. More room to get his foot down without being interfered with by the runner going by, as here's one outside to Ellis. He could walk into the ballpark and not even notice that the bases are larger. It's not that big a deal. 3-1 pitch coming, and it is ball four. Ellis heads down to first base. VR takes second. Go-ahead runner at second with two outs, and now Derek Hill will be the batter. And then MLB is talking about banning the shift. The infield shift. Now that is a rule that we have not seen in the Pacific Coast League this year, but they are trying it in lower level minor leagues. Well, that's it for Victor Gonzalez. Travis Barbary, the manager of the Dodgers, is on his way to the mound. He's going to make the call to the bullpen. We've got a pitching change with two outs in the top of the eighth. Runners at first and second. A run is in. We are tied. Two on, two out for Derek Hill. We'll take a break for this pitching change in the eighth inning.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We're at the top of the eighth inning. Tie game here at Oklahoma City. The Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers all even. Red Ears have two on with two out. Derek Hill coming to the plate. New pitcher is Justin Hagenman. And Hagenman in his 34th appearance, 4-1 with a 6.00 ERA. The right-hander's pitch is swung on and fouled back by Hill. That is strike one. Hagenman is relieving Victor Gonzalez, who went two-thirds of an inning, allowed two hits and a walk. No strikeouts. One run so far. He's responsible for the guys on base. 0-1 the count to Derek Hill. Runners take off. The pitch is inside, and no throw by the catcher. VR, the only one to go through with the stolen base attempt. He steals third. Ellis started towards second and stopped. Guess he didn't feel like he had a good jump, so he played it safe. So VR steals third, and the count is now 1-1 to Hill as he took the pitch for a strike. So one ball, one strike. And now Hagenman with the pitch, and it is low and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. VR with his second steal of this game and his seventh as a Rainier. 2-1 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Counts even now, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Top of the eighth inning, tie game. Runners with their leads. Hagenman with his pitch. Fastball called strike three. Hill goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the eighth. Right here, settle for one run on two hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Tie game. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4. Rainiers bring in Drew Steckenrider from the bullpen to pitch the bottom of the eighth. He's going to face three straight left-handed hitters with power in James Outman, Jason Martin, and Ryan Noda. Rainiers just tied it up at the top of this inning. Steckenrider in relief of Patrick Weigel, who was terrific tonight. Two scoreless innings. Two hits allowed, both not hard hit balls at all. No walks, four strikeouts for Weigel. Steckenrider's first pitch to Outman is outside for a ball, 1-0. Outman, left-hand hitter, 0-3 in this one. Steckenrider's pitch swung on and lined foul on the third base side, out of play. 1-1 the count. Talking about the MLB rule changes that they are seriously considering and reportedly moving forward to try to install for next year. And it's all the stuff that we've seen this year with no robot umpire, though. As here's a swing and a foul back. I bet we're going to be continuing to experiment with that in AAA next year would be my guess. But they did... Apparently on the board is the banning of the shift. 1-2 pitch called, strike three. Steckenrider gets Outman, and there's the first out in the eighth. Jason Martin, the batter. We have not had any of the exploratory rules in the PCL this year involving the shift. It's been just like the majors. You can shift whatever you want. You can put your fielders wherever you want to on the diamond. Seven of them anyway. The catcher and the pitcher are confined to their spaces, but anyone else can stand anywhere. Here's the pitch to Martin, and he flies one to left, not deep at all, near the foul line to make the catch as Wall. Two men are out of the eighth, and now Noda is the batter. But in the California League, they have banned the shift, and that they do it there with the kind of a diamond drawn behind second base out towards the outfield grass and the dirt, and no one's allowed to stand in that on the before the pitch. Which the broadcaster for Modesto here's one outside to Noda, 1-0. Keaton, he'd been the broadcaster there for years. He said he liked that just because the game looked more aesthetically pleasing with two infielders on the left side and two on the right side. So here's one in for a strike. But I don't know. I think managers should have the ability to place their defenses however they want. It's kind of my take on it. We'll see. Here's one outside, 1-1. We've got an extreme shift going on right now with Noda at the plate. The Rainiers have three infielders on the right side with the second baseman, VR, way out on the outside grass. That won't be allowed next year, apparently, in the big leagues. So here's one low and away to Noda. What I read today is they're suggesting that all four infielders not only have to be divided on 2 and 2 each side of second base, but they can't stand on the outfield grass. They have to be on the infield dirt. Here's a swing and a grounder foul first base side. What it'll do, the effect of that will be to reward the pull hitters. The guys who are trying to pull the ball, who right now are being made less effective because of the shift, they will start to be rewarded because there will be, you know, one fewer defender on the pull side. Here's a called strike three on the outside edge to Noda, and that wraps up the bottom of the eighth inning. Great inning for Steckenrider. Three up, three down with a couple of strikeouts against dangerous hitters. We go to the ninth here at Oklahoma City. It's Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe. When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Tie ball game here in Oklahoma City. Going to the ninth inning, it is Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4. Rainiers have the top of the order due up. Forrest Wall leading things off against right-hander Justin Hagenman. And the pitch from Hagenman is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Hagenman came in with two outs in the eighth inning and struck out Derek Hill to wrap up that frame. 0-1 pitch to Wall is a fastball called a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. Wall's been quiet tonight, 0-4. He had an RBI single in the ninth inning of yesterday's game. Maybe he can get another ninth inning hit today. The 0-2 pitch is high. 1-2. Mason McCoy's on deck. Kyle Lewis after him. 1-2 pitch coming to Forrest Wall. Down and in. And that evens up the count 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is fouled off on the left field side. So two balls, two strikes, and the pitch hit down the left field line, but that sliced and went foul. Still two balls, two strikes. Tie game in the ninth. Red Ears have won the first two games of this series. Now the pitch inside, ball three. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch coming, and it is swung on and lined towards center field. Avens comes over and makes the catch. And there's the first out of the ninth. That ball was stung by Forrest Wall, but hit within the range of Drew Avens, the center fielder. Mason McCoy now the hitter. And the pitch is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Hagenman, and this is over for a strike. 0-2, and McCoy behind in the count. No balls, two strikes. Now the 0-2 pitch is outside for a ball, 1-2. McCoy trying to get on base, get something started here with Kyle Lewis on deck. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and stroked off the glove of the shortstop Amaya, and the ball trickles into shallow left. McCoy's digging for second. The throw there from the left fielder Martin is not in time. McCoy is safe at second base with some aggressive base running. That ball was scalded on one hop to the backhand side of Amaya, the shortstop, who reached out to glove it, and he had it glance off of his glove and just trickle out into shallow left field, which meant that Martin, the left fielder, had to come running in quite some ways in order to pick up the ball, and that enabled McCoy to advance the extra 90 feet. And that's should be just a double for McCoy, as here's Kyle Lewis, and the first pitch to him is in there for a strike. They have put a hit up on the scoreboard, so I think they got to give him the double, which would be McCoy's 20th of the year. Yeah, the 0-1 to Lewis, swing and a miss at a breaking ball. He was out in front of that. So he's behind in the count, 0-2. Right here's with a go-ahead runner in scoring position with one out of the ninth. But Lewis is behind in the count. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Hagenman, and it is swung on and fouled back. Still no balls, two strikes. Red Ears have Jared Keldick on deck. Oklahoma City came into play today with a one-game lead in their division over both Round Rock and El Paso. Round Rock has already won. They shut out Sugarland 3-0. They will be in a first-place tie if the Red Ears win this game. 0-2 pitch, yanked just barely foul down the third baseline. A low one hopper that took its first bounce, even with the third base bag and maybe just an inch or two to the left of it. That close to being fair. Still no balls, two strikes to Kyle Lewis. McCoy with pretty good speed leads from second base. 0-2 pitch from Hagenman, swung on, grounded to the third baseman, Rios, who has it, and he throws out Lewis at first. two men are gone in the ninth. Kelnick coming up. Will they pitch to him? They might just give him four and work on the right-handed hitting O'Keefe instead. We'll see. Kelnick's one for three with a single, a walk, and a run scored. Well, no indication that they're going to walk him. I think they would have done that by now. So they are going to pitch to Kelnick, or at least start out doing that. Hagenman, the right-hand pitcher, checks the runner at second. And the pitch is swung on and popped up into shallow left. Back goes Amaya. In is Martin. Martin, the left fielder, makes the catch. Red Ears do not score at the top of the ninth inning. No runs on a hit. No errors. One man left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. If the Red Ears are going to win tonight, it'll be an extra. It's got to get there first, though. Our score, Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Well, we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up 4-4 on the scoreboard. The Red Ears unable to score at the top of the ninth. And now Drew Steckenrider, who pitched a 3-up, 3-down, 2-strikeout eighth inning, is staying in the game to work the bottom of the ninth. He'll face Jake Amaya to start things off. Hunter Fiducia and Drew Avens also do a pitch to Amaya, is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Amaya has struck out twice and walked tonight, 0-2. And the 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. That evens things up. One ball, one strike. Right, Ears are starting to warm up. Nick Ramirez in the bullpen. And the Dodgers have someone warming up, too, in case there's a 10th inning. Here's a swing and a liner into right field. A base hit to start the bottom of the ninth. Jake Amaya goes the other way, and Oklahoma City has the winning runner on base with nobody out. Clean base hit to right. So Amaya, the winning runner at first, he's a very occasional base dealer with 3 steals in 70 games, although he hasn't been caught. Fiducia at the plate, 3-for-3 in the game. The Rainiers think he might be bunting here. We'll see. He is not. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul, out of play on the third base side. Strike one. Mejia was up on the grass at third. We'll see what he does now. Well, he's backed off a little bit, but not all the way. It's right at the edge of the grass. Steckenrider ready. 0-1 pitch to Fiducia. Check swing foul, strike two. 0-2 the count. So Steckenrider ahead 0-2, and now Mejia backs up all the way. Right, here's double play depth up the middle. Alice holding the runner on at first. 0-2 pitch is high for a ball. 95-mile-per-hour heater for Steckenrider, who has seen his velocity come back late in the season. One ball, two strikes. Steckenrider's next pitch, breaking ball outside. And that evens things up 2-2. Tie game in the ninth inning, 4-4. Leadoff man has reached for Oklahoma City. That's Amaya. Here's the 2-2. Low ball three, and Fiducia was behind at the count 0-2, and now he has a full count, 3-2. On deck is Drew Avens. After him, Michael Bush. There's the 3-2 pitch. No, a throw to first by Steckenrider. It back in safely is Amaya. A reminder that he's thinking about him. Amaya's lead is not that large at first base. Here's the 3-2. No, another pickoff throw to first, and Amaya is back. And that's it for pickoff throws during this at-bat. No more disengagements from the rubber are allowed. Steckenrider is set. Here's the 3-2, and it is swung on, hit on one, hop to second. VR feeds McCoy. There's one. On to Ellis. There's two. A double play. Erases the base runner. Fiducia hits into the 4-6-3. Twin killing. Jonathan VR to Mason McCoy to Drew Ellis. And just like that, the bases are empty and two men are gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Drew Avens now the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, a sacrifice, an RBI, a run scored, a little bit of everything tonight. He bats with two outs and no one on. Left-hand hitter. Steckenrider's pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Avens, who has hit five homers this year, took a pretty big cut at that first pitch like he was trying to end it with one swing. Now the 0-1 pitch from Steckenrider. Called a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-2. Breaking ball there from Steck. So no balls, two strikes. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off. Still 0-2. If we get to the 10th, it'll be time for automatic runners placed at second base. The Rainiers will have O'Keefe, Mejia, and VR coming up. Got to get there, though. Need one more out. 0-2 pitch is a check swing. Did he go? No, says the third base umpire on appeal. Pitch was up high. One ball, two strikes to Avens. 96-mile-per-hour fastball from Steckenrider. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it is looped into left, a base hit, and Oklahoma City once again has the winning runner on base, now with two outs. Steckenrider threw an off-speed pitch, and Avens was able to just stick the bat out there and loop it into left field for his second hit of the game. So winning runner at first with two down for Michael Bush. A hitter with some pop. Bush with 17 homers and 24 doubles this year. Another left-hand batter. Steckenrider's pitch is a swing and a foul back. Strike one. Four runs, seven hits, no errors for Tacoma. Four runs, 10 hits, no errors for Oklahoma City. Bush wearing number 77 on his uniform. Looks out towards Steckenrider. And now a turn and a throw to first. And back in with a dive is Avens. Bush is 77, the highest jersey number on the Oklahoma City roster by far. Why do they even own a jersey number 77? Here's a swing and a foul out of play by Bush. Count goes to 0-2. So no balls, two strikes, two outs. Steckenrider's ready. And the runner goes. The pitch is outside. Throw down to second base is not in time. Stealing second is Avins. His 33rd steal of the year. And now, oh, they called him out. The pitch, I believe, was a called strike with a delayed call on the automated ball strike system. Delayed call by the human umpire. And that wraps up the bottom of the ninth inning. And we are going to extra innings. So Oklahoma City does not score in the ninth. No runs on two hits and one runner left on base. We are going to the 10th with the score. Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
On we go to the 10th inning. The Red Ears and the Oklahoma City Dodgers unable to settle this one in the regulation 9. We are tied up 4-4. Red Ears playing their 14th extra inning game of the year today. They haven't been all that great in extra innings this year. 5 wins and 8 losses. As for Oklahoma City, this is their 10th extra inning game. They are 3-6, so they haven't been very good in these things either. Automatic runner is Jared Keldick at second base. Brian O'Keefe, the batter. New pitcher is Mark Washington. The right-hander for Oklahoma City checks the runner at second. Pitch to O'Keefe is a check swing. He went around. Strike one. O'Keefe chasing a slider in the dirt. 0-1 the count. Washington relieves Justin Hagenman, who went 1 1/3 scoreless innings, giving up one hit, no walks, one strikeout. Keldick leads from second. Washington's pitch is a fastball down low. 1-1 the count. Washington with a mid-90s fastball. That one was 95. And this is his 22nd appearance for Oklahoma City. He's 0-2 with a 4.39 ERA. He pitched in the opener of this series, 2 scoreless innings on Tuesday night. His next pitch is inside for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike to O'Keefe. And now Washington is set. Here's his 2-1 pitch, and it is called a strike, and that evens things up 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch with the runner going to third is down to the dirt. Throw to third is not in time. Keldick steals third base. Nicely done. And he is there now with no one out. Keldick got the good jump. And Fiducia, the catcher, tried to throw him out anyway. His throw was high. I think Keldick would have made it if the throw had been on the money, but the fact that it was high made it a sure thing. Infield in now. 3 balls, 2 strikes to O'Keefe. Down the line from third is Kelnick. The pitch is pulled out of line to third, caught by the third baseman, Rios, and then he dives to the bag and doubles off Kelnick. My goodness. A double play on a liner to Edwin Rios, the third baseman, who was drawn in. But when he caught the ball, he was closer to the base than Kelnick was. He took a step and a dive, reaching forward with the glove hand, with the ball inside the glove, and tagged the bag before Kelnick, who was diving in head first, could get back. Unassisted double play. Two outs, no one on, and the pitch to Eric Mejia misses for a ball. That is a big swing play right there in extra innings with these automatic base runners. 1-0 to Mejia. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Next pitch coming to Mejia, and it is over for a strike. Mejia's had a big game at the plate, 3-for-4, two doubles, two runs scored, two runs batted in. Now the 2-1 from Washington, swung out and fouled away, counts even 2-2. Now the 2-2 is up high, ball three. VR is on deck if Mejia can reach base somehow. 3-2 pitch coming from Mark Washington, and it is a swing and a bouncer back to the mound. Washington has it, and he jogs halfway to first and then underhands to Noda for the putout. The Red Ears do not score in the top of the 10th inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the bottom of the 10th. The Red Ears are going to need to get out of the automatic jam that comes with that runner placed at second base. Our score, Tacoma 4, Oklahoma City 4.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the 10th inning, tied up 4-4. And in extra innings these days, when the automatic runner is placed in second base and you're the visiting team like the Red Ears are right now, if you don't score at the top of the inning, your backs are up against the wall. We'll see if the Red Ears can survive the automatic jam that you get thrown into. They have summoned Nick Ramirez from the bullpen to try to escape and move on to the 11th inning. Andy Burns is the batter. The automatic runner is Michael Bush, who made the last out of the ninth for Oklahoma City. So Bush leads from second. And small ball is on the table with Oklahoma City needing just one run. The first pitch to Burns is a breaking ball over for a called strike. The Red Ears corner infielders were playing a potential bunt, but Burns did not shorten up. He just took that pitch for a strike. Now Ramirez with the 0-1 pitch, and it is inside. The fastball, and the count's even, 1-1. Burns kind of leans out over the plate, right-hand hitter. Ramirez checks the runner at second. The pitch swung on, squibbed on the right side. Ramirez can't field it. It got past him between first and the pitcher's mound, and that's an infield single. Burns is safe. Bush, the winning runner, is now at third. Well, we talked about him possibly bunting. Instead, he took a full swing and hit a ball that was like a perfect bunt between the mound and first base, and with enough on it to get past the pitcher. One of those balls you see where the only way it'll be an out is if the pitcher can somehow field it, and he can't get there. So now the Red Ears have the infield in for Edwin Rios. Left versus left, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Rios, the third baseman who made the play, the unassisted double play on the line drive at the top of this inning that prevented the Red Ears from scoring. And now he bats in the bottom of the 10th with a chance to win it for Oklahoma City. 0-1 pitch. Swung on, pulled to first, fielded, dropped, then picked up by Ellis. Throw home. They put the tag on Bush. He's out. There's the first out of the inning. Taking second is Burns, and Rios is aboard at first. Drew Ellis did not field it cleanly on the first try, but he did not lose his wits. He just calmly picked up the ball on the second try, threw home accurately to O'Keefe with time to spare as he put the tag on Bush. Burns is at second base. He's now the winning runner. Rios at first on a fielder's choice. Two on, one out for James Outman. Ramirez with a left versus left here on Outman, who's been quiet tonight, 0 for 4. The pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Outman has flied out. He's struck out. He's grounded out, and he's grounded into a double play today. Rainiers would love to see a repeat of that. Ramirez now with a 1-0 pitch on, well, time called at home plate. And Ramirez gets the signs from O'Keefe once again. All right, here we go. The 1-0 pitch is swung on, hit in the air towards left center, not deep. Two outfielders are there to catch it. It's going to be the left fielder, Wall, making the catch for the second out of the inning. Outman flies out to left. Two down, and now Jason Martin will be the hitter. Martin is 0 for 4 with two strikeouts, a ground out, and a flyout. Martin settles in, league leader in runs batted in with 102, league leader in homers with 30. Ramirez with the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Martin with a winning runner at second base and two outs at the bottom of the 10th inning of a tie game. The 1-0 pitch misses low, ball two. The on-deck batter is Noda. You don't want to just groove anything to Martin. There's the 2-0 from Ramirez, and it is a breaking ball that misses. Ball three, a little bit inside. Well, 3-0 to Martin. Burns leads from second, Rios from first. 3-0 pitch to Jason Martin is high, ball four. And it seemed like after falling behind in the count, Ramirez didn't really want to deal with him. So the walk loads him up. He's going to go after Noda instead. Burns is at third, Rios at second, Martin at first. The only runner that matters is Burns. He's the winning run, or we're going to go to the 11th. Ramirez in a meeting right now with Brian O'Keefe and Eric Mejia. Noda is the batter. He's 1 for 4 with a single back in the second inning. Since then, he has struck out in each of his last three at-bats. Right here, shift him. Three infielders on the right side with VR out on the outfield grass. Mejia up on the infield grass at third. The pitch is taken low and away. Ball one. There is no room for error here can't fall behind in the count and risk walking Nota. That would lose the game. 1-0 the count. Next pitch from Ramirez. Fastball low. 2-0. And Ramirez behind in the count to Nota. 2-0. I thought he was kind of pitching around Martin, especially when it got to ball three and ball four. But perhaps Ramirez is just struggling with his control, which is rare. Here's the 2-0, and it is low, ball three. Oh, boy. That one barely missed, really close. So 3-0 to Nota, who will be taking all the way here, I believe. Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the 10th, tie game. The pitch is a called strike. Ramirez went to the fastball there, and he hit the outside edge. It's 3-1, and now Nota will be more aggressive at the plate. But he is backed up to normal depth. 3-1 pitch. Called a strike on the outside corner. Nota had dropped the bat. He thought that that was ball four, but it clipped the outside edge of the automatic strike zone, and the count's full now. Normally, the runners would be off with a pitch. Well, they will be, but not going full tilt. 3-2 the count, two outs, the pitch, swing and a foul at the plate. And it is still 3-2. Bottom of the 10th inning, 4-4 tie, bases loaded, two outs, full count on Ryan Nota. Nick Ramirez, the Red Ears closer on the hill, trying to escape this jam. His 3-2 pitch is on its way, and it is inside, and it hit him. It hit him to win the ball game. He's plunked by the pitch, and that forces in the winning run. Andy Byrd scores from third, and Oklahoma City takes it by the final score of 5-4. It is actually officially a walk. It did not hit him. It doesn't matter. It's ball four. It forces in the winning run. Oklahoma City takes it in 10 innings. And the Red Ears, after winning the first two games here, drop the third one, 5-4. And with that, Oklahoma City maintains sole possession of first place in the Eastern Division standings. And the Red Ears fall to 8 games under .500 on the year. 5-4 the final. Dodgers win it. We'll recap the game in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up after this.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at cannonelectric.com for more information.
Well, this one goes to Oklahoma City in 10 innings. 5-4 is the final score. Red Ears found themselves trailing substantially in this game, battled back to tie it up, only to lose in the 10th on the old bases-loaded walk on the full-count pitch with two outs. Oklahoma City got in the board in the second. Nick Markavich started for the Red Ears in a bullpen game after escaping a bases-loaded one-out jam in the first. The lefty gave up a run in the second when Ryan Noda hit a leadoff single. Hunter Fiducia singled him to third, and then Drew Avens laid down a bunt and brought in the run with a safety squeeze, and Oklahoma City was up 1-0. Stayed that way until the fifth. Rainiers got two nice scoreless innings from Kyle Bird in relief of Markavich. Meanwhile, they had just one hit going into the fifth inning against Oklahoma City starter John Duplantier. That changed in the fifth. Eric Mejia led off with an opposite field double, and he scored on a base hit by Jonathan Villar, and that made it 1-1. In the bottom of the fifth, the Red Ears brought in Riley O'Brien, and Oklahoma City managed to score three runs without really hitting anything hard against him. Hunter Fiducia had a base hit to right, a soft single that fell in. Drew Avens on a two-strike pitch looped one into left for a base hit. Michael Bush then kind of got jammed and hit sort of a floater of a liner, if you will. Not hard hit ball, but just a ball that floated over the head of the first baseman for an RBI double. That made it 2-1 Oklahoma City. Rainiers had to bring the infield in with runners at second and third. They got Andy Burns out for the first out of the inning, but infield still in. Edwin Rios was able to dribble a grounder through the middle of the diamond past the drawn-in infielders for a two-run single, and Oklahoma City was ahead 4-1. And then O'Brien got a double play ball to end the inning. So three runs scored in the bottom of the fifth inning on four hits for Oklahoma City. They were ahead 4-1. Rainiers immediately got some back thanks to Duplantier losing his control for the first and only time all night. He issued back-to-back walks on eight pitches with one out to Kyle Lewis and Jared Keldick. And then with two outs, a wild pitch moved him up to second and third. And then Eric Mejia stroked a single into right center, and it brought in both Lewis and Keldick and made it 4-3. Mejia had a three-hit game today. In fact, Mejia scored the tying run of the eighth when with two outs he doubled to left field for his third hit of the game. And VR then singled down the first baseline, scoring Mejia from second and making it 4-4. But the Red Ears could not get another run that inning. It was still 4-4 going to the ninth. The Red Ears were getting great scoreless relief from Patrick Weigel and Drew Steckenrider. In the top of the ninth with one out, Mason McCoy doubled, but he ended up getting stranded there. So we went to the 10th, 4-4, automatic runner placed at second base. The big play in the game occurred with Keldick, the automatic runner. He stole third, so he was at third with no one out. And the infield was drawn in, and Brian O'Keefe at the plate. O'Keefe pulled a liner to the drawn-in third baseman, Edwin Rios, but Rios was closer to the bag than Keldick was, as Keldick was leading from third. And Rios caught the liner on the fly to retire O'Keefe, and then he dived back to the third base bag and doubled off Keldick for the unassisted double play, just a crucial play in the top of the 10th inning. Rainiers did not score in the top of the 10th. And in the bottom of the 10th inning, Oklahoma City got the automatic runner placed at second base, the winning runner. Andy Burns was the batter. He hit a little infield dribbler on the right side that he beat out for an infield single, putting runners at first and third. Edwin Rios, though, hit a grounder to first, and Drew Ellis fielded it and threw out Michael Bush at the plate for the first out of the inning. Runners were at first and second after that. And Nick Ramirez got James Outman to fly out to left routinely for the second out of the inning. But then Ramirez walked Jason Martin, the RBI leader in the league, on four pitches. I thought he might have pitched around him a little bit after falling behind in the count initially. But that loaded up the bases for Ryan Noda, and then Ramirez fell behind Noda 3-0. He got two strikes after that, though, to bring the count full. But then the full count pitch missed the zone for ball four, and it forced in Andy Burns with the winning run, and that was that. Oklahoma City takes it 5-4 is the final score. Here are the final totals for Oklahoma City. 5 runs, 11 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Tacoma scores 4 runs on 7 hits, makes no errors, leaves 9 on base. Winning pitcher is Washington. He is 1-2. The loss goes to Nick Ramirez. He's 3-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 47 minutes, and the attendance, 4,048. With the victory, Oklahoma City is now 74 wins and 58 losses on the year, and Tacoma falls to 62-70 on the season. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time. Rowenis Elias starts for the Red Ears against Michael Grove of Oklahoma City. We'll be on the air with the pregame at 4:55. Oklahoma City takes it in 10 innings, 5-4 the final. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard as the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show continues after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Oklahoma City takes down Tacoma in 10 innings, 5-4 the final score. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. Mariners off today, just an entire off day at home, which is kind of rare in baseball, so hopefully they will be fully recharged tomorrow when they host the Atlanta Braves. Light schedule in the big leagues today. In fact, only 2 American League games. Twins beat the Yankees in New York 4-3. Carlos Correa late in the game, I think it was the 8th inning, a 2-run homer to put him ahead, and the Twins beat the Yankees 4-3 the final. Other American League game is only in the 4th inning. The White Sox lead the A's 6-0 in Oakland. In the National League, a little more action today. Giants and Brewers played a doubleheader in Milwaukee. Not much action for Giants hitters. They get swept in the doubleheader, and they had only 7 hits all day. Ugh. Brewers won the first game 2-1 behind Corbin Burns. He allowed 1 run in 8 innings. No walks, 14 strikeouts for Burns. He was dominant today. Brewers won the second game 4-2, the final score, holding the Giants to just 4 hits in game 2. Washington defeated St. Louis 11-6. Alex Call, a rookie for the Nationals, was 4-for-5 with a homer and 5 runs batted in. Cardinals losing, which kind of killed the storyline. Yadier Molina hit 2 homers. He also caught Adam Wainwright for the 324th time. That tied the Major League record for a battery. Mickey Lolich and Bill Freehan for Detroit also worked together 324 times in the 1960s and 70s. So Wainwright and Molina tied the record today, but they lost the game 11-6. Nationals at 18 hits. Reds beat the Cubs 4-3 at Wrigley, despite Adrian Sampson having a strong outing, allowing just 1 run in 6 innings for the Cubs, but he ended up getting no decision as the Reds won it in the late innings. Jonathan India had a go-ahead RBI single in the 9th. And the Marlins beat the Phillies 6-5 in Philadelphia. The Marlins trailed 5-4 going to the 9th. An error allowed them to score the tying run, and then Brian Anderson singled in the go-ahead run, and they hung on and won it 6-5 the final. That's it. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Oklahoma City, the Dodgers beat the Rainiers in 10 innings, 5-4. We'll be back with more right after this.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest. the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball. Available in your local grocery stores.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, Oklahoma City takes it in 10 innings, 5-4, the final score tonight. The old bases loaded walk with two outs and the full count in the bottom of the 10th. That ended up forcing in the winning run. Right here's had a good comeback today. They were down 4-1. They battled back to tie it up. Eric Mejia, three hits with two doubles. He has 25 doubles now on the year. He drove in two runs and scored two runs. Pair of RBI singles for Jonathan Villar. Rainiers, for the most part, pitched well today, but Oklahoma City takes it. Rainiers still lead the series 2-1 going into the finale tomorrow. Oklahoma City remains in first place in the East because they won today. Their lead over Round Rock remains 1 game. Round Rock shut out Sugarland 3-0. El Paso also only 1 game back, but they're game tonight is pending. They are tied with Albuquerque 4-4 going to the eighth inning in Albuquerque, so anything could happen there. Salt Lake beat Reno 8-2. Vegas could pick up a game on them. They're not eliminated yet in the West. Vegas does have a 6-2 lead at Sacramento in the bottom of the fourth inning. That's your PCL scoreboard for tonight. All right, we'll be back with you tomorrow, 5:05 p.m. Pacific time. First pitch, 4:55 pregame show. Rowenis Elias starts for Tacoma. Michael Grove is on the mound for the Dodgers. That is tomorrow, game four of the 6-game series. That'll do it for tonight's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City, where tonight, in 10 innings, Oklahoma City takes down Tacoma 5-4. Have a great night.